employees of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today's very unique, hot-tempered show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Now, yesterday, Representative Mike Kronk threw out on Facebook pizza, pineapple on pizza.
I saw that.
And I thought he was against pineapple on pizza, so I gave him a call this morning. Tear him a new one. And he was for pineapple on pizza.
Is this what they're working on in Juneau?
Yes.
So
this is why.
No, he was recovering. He was recovering. So in the studio with me right now, I have VMAX and Melissa in the Morning or
Rock Candy.
Now, I am pro pineapple on pizza.
Anti.
And Melissa's ardently anti.
Oh, adamantly against pineapple on my pizza.
So it's a debate today. It's a debate. Call in. We have VMAX. And VMAX, how do you feel about pineapple on pizza and why?
I'll eat it. I mean, everything goes on pizza. There's nothing bad on pizza. For pineapple on pizza, I would say I would rather the pineapple than the Canadian bacon that they put with it or the ham. That, to me, I don't really care for that.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple doesn't bother me.
You're an anchovy eater, aren't you?
I am. No, listen, here's why. Because remember, what was the old pizza? Uncle's Pizza down there across from the News Miner.
Yep.
We would go there every Sunday, or not every Sunday, but one Sunday a month after church. And my mom felt so bad because she loved anchovies on her pizza. She's like, does anybody want to split a pizza with anchovies? And something about that salty fish on your pizza.
You like it.
I do. In moderation. I mean, you're not going to eat it every time you get pizza.
You see, he's what I call Mr. DEI.
Yeah.
Diversity, equity, inclusion on pizza.
Yeah, he does.
You are so woke with your pizza.
He will
Mr.
Have
woke
it all.
Pizza.
He
yeah.
will have it all.
Yeah.
You know, I will go to anybody's pizza party and I'll eat whatever pizza they got there.
We're going to have other people in here through the hour, but ham, no. My favorite pizza is a Canadian bacon, black olive, and mushroom. Then you can throw, if you throw pineapple on there, yeah, I'm good with that. Or a good meat, a salami or pepperoni, and throw some pineapple on there, I'm good with that.
You know what pizza needs to come back to Fairbanks?
Uncle's.
The Blue Marlin. Remember? Because they had like this pepper crust or something. They had pepper on everything, and it was so good.
Okay, Melissa, jump in here.
I'm just judging. I just know that I'm not ever going to either of your houses to have pizza.
Well, here's the thing. So, do you not like the pineapple if somebody puts it on after they cook it? So then you've got something cold with the hot, or does?
I just don't like fruit on my. It's something with the tomato sauce versus the pineapple, cold or hot. It doesn't matter. That taste is off to me. I don't like the pineapple versus the cheese.
This only happened since she's had COVID.
I have never been a fan of pineapple pizza. What's really funny is a few years back, my son was doing this baseball thing over at the Groudon Field with Ryan Heller and them. He put this big old baseball camp together, and they ordered a bunch of pizzas. And what was really funny was the stack of pizzas that were left were all the pineapple pizzas. There was like eight of them just sitting there.
Out in heaven, yeah.
Only the panners would touch it. The kids wanted nothing to do with it.
It took me a while. I didn't start out, liking anything on pizza except for cheese.
Yeah.
And, it took me...
I'm a meat person.
It took me into my late 20s to really like the pepperoni, the heat of the pepperoni.
Yeah.
But once I had, in my teens, I had a Canadian bacon, I put on their black olive and mushrooms, and bam, that was it for me. That's my pizza.
Another pizza that needs to come back is the taco pizza that they used to have at Shakey's on Airport Way. Remember Shakey's?
Yeah.
And their taco pizza was the bomb.
Now I just got a text from my buddy Jason. Pineapple, pepperoni, bacon, and onion. That's his pizza.
Huh, okay. All right.
I don't like onion on mine. I don't like green pepper on mine.
Yeah, onion I'm not too big
of a fan.
And
I don't like fish, you know, and I don't like the ham. I like the Canadian bacon ham.
Load it up with meat, and I will eat it all day long.
And
I
the only
care.
Thing I like Canadian bacon on is pizza.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, Canadian bacon, the black olive pizza. I love it. I don't like mushrooms, but yeah.
Mushrooms, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to use some of my
morels. You are Mr. DEI.
It's pizza. I mean, come on. You put anything on that pie, it's good.
Maybe. I'll even do pickles before I will do pineapple.
Hungry robot person.
Oh, yes, hungry robot.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly yep. dilly, baby. It's so good.
You know, you got to try. The first time I thought, no way, no way. Did you have? And you're going, way.
Way, yeah.
Way. And you're saying to yourself, who, you know, what? Good LSD drug were they on when they thought of this one? You know, starvation, they only had, you know, peanut butter and pickles in their oven?
Yeah.
I mean, in the refrigerator?
Can you imagine the boardrooms for Taco Bell when they come out with all their new stuff, just how baked everybody in the boardroom is? Like, dude, that'd be good on there. That's how pizza people are, too. Dude, throw it all there.
Just put it on. Going all Cheech and Chong with it.
But, again, I got to apologize to Representative Mike Kronk. I thought he was anti-pineapple, but
he's not.
I want to thank Mike Kronk, Representative Mike Kronk, because this is all about pineapple on pizza. And he's one who, you know, I've seen a couple of the posts, and I saw his. I go, oh, I'm so going to get you on this one.
You know, it's...
And then I was going to, you know, come on, let's get it on. And, right. And it was, no, he likes pineapple. So I walk into Melissa's office. You like pineapple on pizza? And there's this flame coming out of her throat.
Yeah,
no! Okay, we're on. We got it.
I said, hail to the no.
Does anybody serve a bigger area than Kronk?
Nope.
Because he has got, like, from Tok to Nevada,
he's got the,
everywhere.
He's basically got the half, about, he's got, like, California.
So you have to get a hold of him, ask him who's got the best pizza in Tok.
Oh.
Representative Kronk, if you're listening, who has the best pizza in Tok? And is there pizza in Tok? I'm sure there is. There's pizza wherever.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know what the best pizza is that he's had at any place he's gone. Like, considering his area he has to cover, there's got to be, like, maybe some pizza joint in some village somewhere that we don't know about. And, like, maybe they've got, like, the best fire of a pizza.
This is not from Representative Kronk, but I got a text.
Somebody's texting.
Well, he's called Representative Kronk. Please call me at 458-8255. You're calling me on my cell phone, and I'm on the air.
But oh, is he calling
me
right now?
Yeah. Or 451-8145, yeah. Nice. Call me at 458-8255. 458-TALK. And
that way we can get you on the air, Representative Kronk.
Now, you know, and he's going to tell us about pizza in Tok, or his rural area.
All right.
Because wherever you go, there's pizza. I mean, you go out to 22 Bialcino Hot Springs Road, and you go down this trail, and you turn right.
Oh, the bus?
Yeah, there's a
Wagner's
bus with pizza.
Yeah, Wagner's Pizza.
And
bus.
It's good.
Yeah,
their
it's
Detroit
really good.
Style one they've got is, like, you need, like, six people to handle one of those.
As long as they're not putting pineapple on it, Kronk.
No, you can put pineapple on it, Representative Kronk. You know, you got to fight for your right to party with pineapple.
Would it be better if it was fresh? Because I think all the pineapple that goes on pizzas ends up coming out of a jar or out of a can.
No, I just don't do pineapple on pizza. Just no. It's just a hard
pass. No, you go pickle, but not pineapple.
Yes, I'll go pickle before I go pineapple. Oh,
there
he is.
We're going to take a phone call.
Oh, but Hungry Robot, though. Mm.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and you pro or anti pineapple on pizza?
Oh, absolutely pro.
Ugh.
Representative Kronk, what is the best pizza in Tok?
I was just going to say that. That is absolutely a Fast Eddie's pizza.
There it is.
My go-to is pepperoni, pineapple, black olive.
Oh, yeah. You.
What was that again?
Pepperoni, pineapple, and black olive at Fast Eddie's.
Disappointing.
There's a critic in every crowd, and as a politician, I know that. As do you, Melissa.
As do I.
As does Representative Kronk, but... But I saw when you put that on there yesterday, again, I'm apologizing profusely to you and the world. I thought you were anti-pineapple.
When's he up for election again?
if that's the deal breaker.
So in your district, which is the size of California, you get into a lot of rural without road access. If in, is there restaurants with pizza in it?
There's some places that do that. I can't say I've eaten at a whole lot of those places. You know, usually it's a quick trip in and out, you know, so don't get to experience too much. But I'd say some of the best pizzas are definitely along the road system in these mom-and-pa shops. Like, there's a place, Salt Jacket, you know, has a great pizza there at the Salt Jacket Lodge. And I don't know, Fast Eddie's is tough to beat. You know, I'm not shooting our own horn there in Coke, but it's pretty tough to beat. They make a good pizza.
I've heard a lot about that.
They make good everything at Fast Eddie's.
Okay, I'm going to throw everyone here under the bus. VMAX, where's your favorite pizza place?
Where? Right now, I'd say Hungry Robot.
Same.
Mine is Bobby's.
Oh, there you go.
Mine is Bobby's.
I never think of like having a pizza at Bobby's because there's always
burgers.
So much other good food.
I know. That's the whole thing about it. Now, Representative Kronk, I've never been to Fast Eddie's Pizza or, you know, had, you know, I'm a burger guy, but when I go in there next time, It's the pizza.
Hey, yes. Mike, so I got to ask you a question. So Kevin McHenry told me your story of the trip you guys did with Bobby Knight and how crazy it was up here.
Oh, yeah.
So did you take him for pizza?
we did go to Fast Eddie's. I'm not sure what we ate, though. We may have had pizza.
You'll have to tell that story here on Problem Corner sometime with Pruders. I mean, that is like the most incredible story to have Bobby Knight, the legendary coach from Indiana, and what you guys did with him.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, no, I'd love to. It was a fun time.
You got it, buddy. Hey, we're going to take a break. I appreciate you calling in, and... go pineapple.
Yes.
Gross.
Go pineapple.
No, go pizza.
Go pizza.
Go pizza.
You take care, buddy. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on. The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you proudly by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in for a visit to their extensive fishing department. From rods to reels, lures to lines, you'll see fresh and saltwater as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaskan-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear, Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors, Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Christy Baker of Anchorage, and you caught a nice fish aboard the Chugach Girl, 122.6-pound halibut. Tell me about your day.
I have been fishing in Valdez for the last 30 years. I am a lifelong resident of Alaska, and yesterday in Valdez was an epic day for me, just a moment of a lifetime to be able to say that I caught 122-pound halibut in the Gulf of Alaska and get a sunburn all in the same day is just something people can't say.
Yes, it doesn't happen that often that both of those things coincide, right? You might get one. Tell us about catching this big halibut.
That big halibut was such a struggle. I have never felt anything with so much power. I actually got scared for a while because it was just like fighting the sea monster. I'm really glad it wasn't any bigger because I don't think I could have reeled in something that big. I couldn't have done it without the support of my friends and a great captain. He was calm. He was cool. Everybody kept encouraging me. I had to have him take my hat off because it was too hot. And if anybody knows about fishing, it's never too hot.
Call Fish Central and get out on the water to catch fish and fill your freezer this summer. Fish Central can hook you up with charter reservations or a boat rental and give you the advice you need to navigate the local waters. Once you've caught your limit, bring it in for processing. Visit fishcentral.net or call 835-5002 to book your fishing adventure today.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Overcast today with scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 75. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, 51. Overcast skies. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, 68. Cloudy skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio with Melissa.
Yes.
Rock Candy. But she is not a pineapple person.
I am not. I'm actually right now looking up the statistics.
Oh, she's desperate. Oh, you know, oh, boy, yeah. Who likes pineapple and who doesn't, you know? It like
only 12% of Americans, only 12% of Americans say pineapple is one of their three favorite toppings. 12% proves being represented.
I'm not saying favorite. I'm saying do you like?
12% of people like pineapple on their pizza.
No, you said the favorite toppings.
Yeah.
Don't try and change the subject when you screwed the pooch from the beginning, doll.
I screwed the pooch.
And that's... I guess that's legal on there to say.
That is that. Screw the pooches. That's legal. We could go with that. We could say hell. We could say that.
What the heck?
Let's see. What percent? Okay, hold on. So percentage of population that likes pineapple on pizza. So, okay. All right. I will take this one. 57% of the U.S. is all for Hawaiian-style pizza. 57%. So just a little over half.
Okay. Look up the fish.
Ooh. There you go.
How many people like
fish on pizza?
No, not fish.
Anchovies.
Anchovy. That's going to be about 6 or 7, I would think. That's going to be low.
On pizza. I'm getting there. My fat fingers.
You're delicate.
My delicate fat fingers. Okay, let's see. 29. Nope, that said 29% say it's their least favorite. So let's see here. 76% of Americans want nothing to do with anchovies. That's what you get. So more than half of us, three quarters of us are like, screw the fish.
I'm part of that.
Yeah.
I'm part of that group.
I'm totally on the screw the fish group.
And, you know, but I got to have anchovies in my salad dressing when I make Caesar. It's basically, it's salt. It's high salt content.
Yeah. Here's the funny thing. So I was probably 4 years old ago. So 4 years ago, I was when I found out that Caesar dressing had anchovies in it. I did not know this. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was made that way. I went to a restaurant where they actually made it in front of me with the anchovies. And yeah, you know what? I have had Caesar dressing without it. You need it.
Yeah.
You need the anchovy.
Yeah.
On my Caesar dressing.
You also need the lean parents.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing.
Yep.
With an Asian version.
Yep, exactly. It's you
salt.
Need it. Yeah, it's
natural.
Salt. Yeah, it's a natural salt. You don't taste the fish. Your Caesar dressing is not fishy.
Growing up, when you were a kid growing up in what Midwestern town that bore you? And
yeah.
Where was your favorite pizza place?
Oh, that was... Luigi's.
Luigi's.
Oh, my dad worked there too when I was a little.
Yeah.
And oh, Luigi's. That's where you got your pizza. And you got not just pizza there. They did like homemade little personal lasagnas, mm-hmm. fettuccines. They did all kinds of things there. Absolutely, hands down, Luigi's. And every time I go back home, I have to stop by.
When I was a kid growing up, we had Uncle's Pizza, and it was, you know, I grew up in Westgate, so that was way across town, and we got over there maybe once every 6 months.
Nice.
But that's where, you know, you grew up with pizza in Fairbanks.
Yeah.
And I grew up with, you know, the cheese pizza, then, mm-hmm. you know, you're about 13 or 14 or 15, you're putting something else on it, finally.
So when I first moved up here, was it 17 years ago now, when I first moved up here, Al's Pizza. Was it Big Al's Pizza? There was a Big Al's, or maybe it was Al's. Like, that was my favorite pizza. Well, I was so sad when they were gone.
On South Cushman, in that triple dining place, there was this place called Hole in the Wall Pizza.
Okay, yeah, right.
You want to know why it was called Hole in the Wall Pizza?
Why?
I found out about, you know, after it opened up about 4 years later, I was doing an appraisal on it. And there's this great big hole in the back of the wall. I mean, and it went into the concrete back area that was framed off.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I'm going, this is so illegal. My God. You know, and then there was this thing of mozzarella cheese.
Yeah.
And there was this drip coming out from the roof onto the cheese. And I'm going, I am so glad I've never eaten here before.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm doing an appraisal on the building, but I'm doing an inspection on everything.
Yeah.
And here's this hole in the wall pizza, and I'm going, this is going to die.
That was like the bugs when you went to the Mayflower.
Yeah. And then when they built the Pizza Hut there that on the corner of Airport and Wilbur,
mm-hmm.
that was big.
Yeah.
That was the
first Great Harvest
pizza franchise place.
Yeah.
And the same owner who put that in sold it to the Great Harvest. And that was close to where we're at. So, Dad, you know, I was 15 years old. Go get your car and go get us pizza.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving you money. You got a car. I gave you a gas card. Go take your money.
Go get yourself pizza.
I'm giving you a job.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, my God. Do I have to leave a tip?
Yeah, right.
You know, when you're 15 years old driving illegally, buying pizza out of your own money, you're going to be cheap.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd come home with cheese and pepperoni and cheese for me.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So where I grew up was really small town. We actually did not have like any restaurants or anything in our area. We had a post office, a gas station, and that was that. That was the town that I grew up in. We had to drive 20 minutes actually to either go one way to go to Luigi's or go the other way to South Haven, and that's where, you know, Little Caesars and Domino's and all those were. I would collect cans and bottles, so because Michigan had a bottle deposit, so I'd collect cans and bottles and I'd go get Luigi's pizza with that.
You know, it's interesting how most people don't think of pizza over at Bobby's.
No. I think of the burgers.
They've got about 18 pizzas of different styles.
Yeah.
And you can make whatever you want. But they are incredible. Two sizes. Good and incredibly good.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Another place that I like, my number two, is Giraldo's.
Oh, yeah. Giraldo's
got
good.
Great pizza.
Really good.
My number three is the Red Fox.
Yeah, Red Fox. Oh, Red Fox has got that would probably be my number one here in town. Would actually be Red Fox. I forgot about them, and then it would be Hungry Robot, House of Fire too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're all good.
They're all good.
And the East Ramp.
Oh yeah. Oh, East Ramp has those amazing little pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah. There is no going wrong with any of those 6 to 10
until you put pineapple on it.
Wrong. You know, some places this might say, we're not doing that.
You will not get pineapple on your pizza here.
We're going to save you from yourself.
Yeah, there you go. That's my next business adventure. Everything but the pineapple. That's what we'll call it.
Oh, man. But, you know, there's like 32 Thai restaurants in town.
Uh-huh.
And everyone has their Thai restaurant.
Yeah.
Everyone has their pizza place.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yep.
And everyone has their style of pizza.
Yep. Well, when you think of Thai, got to go to House of Noodle. That's my go-to.
You know, I'm not a Thai person.
Yeah.
So to me, it's just wherever I'm at is good. I mean,
oh, there you go. Yeah.
And which one's the House of Noodle? Where's
House of Noodle is the noodle house place that's right there by Big Daddy's.
Yeah.
Across the street. What used to be the Aviator Steakhouse.
Yeah.
That's the noodle house, and
good. Yeah.
It's so good there.
You know, it's interesting how you have such good restaurants on the Thai side here.
Yeah.
And the noodles. And you have that the noodle house there along College Road.
Yeah.
Really good.
Really good. There's Pad Thai. There's...
Bon Thai.
Yeah, Bon Thai. They're all great.
Yes. I mean, they're...
Yeah. If Thai is your thing, we have
you're
no
You're Nirvana.
Shit.
Yeah. You're
and, which is crazy because we're in Fairbanks,
Alaska.
And
y'all quit fighting over who has the best. Just accept. Just accept.
Just accept it and go. Wherever you go, it'll be good.
I know.
My favorite, I think the reason I like the Noodle House, though, is because, you know, you get things, you can get them spicy, get them hot, get them mild, whatever. But you can tell them, I want it Thai spicy. And they will make it Thai spicy.
I am so wimpy. my spices are herbs, and you know they're mild. You know.
I will tell you, I am not. I was my dad's Mexican. I've got the Mexican blood in me. I've got all that. I can do spice, but let me tell you, that Thai spicy, gets me.
Yeah.
It gets me.
Yeah, you know whatever. You know, I think I found a new cure, a short term cure for my allergies. My
nose is so Thai hot. Spicy.
That'll yeah. Bring in a roll of toilet paper.
Need
for
to
your
knock
nausea.
The flu.
Yeah.
Thai spicy.
Now I'm going to ask you a personal question.
It wasn't me.
I didn't think so. Fairbanks, you got some Journey Separate Ways bumper music from Glenner.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have some Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The White House says the Secret Service still investigating how cocaine wound up near the White House Situation Room. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Wallace on the Fox Business Network says he worked in the White House back when George W. Bush was president and says that there's high levels of security near the area where the drugs were found. He says only senior very officials allowed there, so wonders what might have happened if that cocaine was something even more dangerous.
Set aside this cocaine, a white powder that could have been anthrax or some other type of chemical or weapon of mass destruction gets that close to the heartbeat of our government. That is a massive security failure, and the mainstream media just wants to shrug it off.
We have a June jobs report out this morning. Looks like the job market is cooling, and less than expected 209,000 jobs were created. Unemployment rate 3.6%. That's down 0.1%. Wages up 4.4%. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KTVF reports the 2023 fire season in Alaska has passed by unnoticed as record low reports show little activity. Just over 3 million acres burned in Alaska during the 2022 fire season. The interior made up about one-sixth of that statewide total, with 453,362 acres burned. The intensity of the 2022 fire season required out-of-state aid, with crews coming up from Washington and California to help put out fires at Minto Lakes and Clear. Meanwhile, hundreds of firefighters from other locations arrived to fight the flames across other portions of the last frontier. Unlike the blazes of 2022, Alaska has seen little fire activity in 2023. Most of the fires so far have been small and short-lived. We're at a pretty good spot in terms of fire weather, said Bobby Bianco, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Fairbanks. According to Bianco, the lack of fires in 2023 primarily stems from current and residual precipitation. Much of the early season precipitation came from a long and late breakup season.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
It's Derby season, which means it's time to head to Valdez and fish. Listen to KFAR Radio Monday through Saturday at 6:20, 7:20, or 11:15 a.m. for the Valdez Fishing Report. You'll get updates on the current standings, along with the latest tips, hotspots, techniques, and the stories from the anglers in Valdez. The Valdez Fishing Report is proudly brought to you by Century Hardware and Frontier Supply. The Valdez Fishing Report on News Talk for the Interior, KFAR 97.5 FM and 660 a.m.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
Affordable Used Cars is the only true one-stop shopping experience in Fairbanks. Affordable Used Cars has the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the state. All makes and all models. That's right. Affordable has them all. Chevy, GMC, BMW, Kia, Ford, and more. The list goes on. No need to drive around all day or spend hours on the internet. Come by today for a test drive and be amazed at the selection and the affordable prices. Affordable Used Cars, located on South Cushman.
Meet Buck.
Hello.
Buck is the new proprietor of Fairbanks Stump Grinders.
I'm here to drop trees, clear brush, and grind stumps.
Buck's been working for Fairbanks Stump Grinders for years. Now he owns the business, and he and his crew are ready to hit the ground running this year to help you get your yard cleaned up and looking great.
And dropping those troubled trees.
And dropping troubled trees. That's Fairbanks Stump Grinders. Now under new ownership and ready to work for you. And still with that great phone number.
Just call 45-STUMP.
Or go online to info@FairbanksStumpGrinders.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We're going to do the second round of pro, no pro, pineapple on pizza. And in the studio here, I got with me Perry Wally, owner, general manager, HMFIC, top dog.
Right.
Writes checks.
Janitor.
Commander in chief.
Yeah. Carpenter. Engineer. Yeah. The list goes on. Yeah,
I know. Everything. So, pineapple, yes or no?
Pineapple on pizza.
Yes.
It's an abomination.
Tell me how you really feel. Don't hold back.
Well, first,
now, hold it. Question.
Okay.
Has pineapple on pizza ever come through this door?
Yes, it has.
Ooh, and whose fault was that?
Yeah, I know, right? And I literally say, don't ever bring that in here again. I mean, even if you pick off the pineapple, it still has that ring.
Lingering.
And here it is. I mean, first of all, you got tomatoes, which has got an acidic taste, and then you add another acidic taste to it. They don't come in. No, they don't go together. Absolutely not.
God, you're funnier than heck.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you, other than pineapple, what do you not like on pizza?
Mushrooms.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Sorry, I don't
know. My favorite pizza is Canadian bacon, black olive, and mushrooms. And then you throw pineapple on there. You know, it's a trifecta plus one.
It's like a moldy taste. I just can't, it doesn't, yeah. You know what? You know what I really like on a pizza?
What?
Is you do the pepperoni, you add the tomato, then you have the onion, and then you put Philadelphia cream cheese on top in little balls.
You're weird.
Try it. Oh, and you throw the jalapenos on there, too.
Turn around and look around.
Okay.
I have no idea what he wants.
He wants me. See, this is what's wrong. I don't know.
Okay, hold it. Come on in, Paul. You know, Paul, what do you need?
You're on the air.
Am I on the air?
All right. Okay. So anyways, okay, let's get back to it. Paul, sit down. We're talking about pizza.
Yeah.
So that's I'm going to give a plug out. I mean, yeah. College Town Pizza came out.
They were great. Yeah.
They came out with that, and that was their signature pizza. And it was called the Jalapeno Popper.
I forgot to mention College Town Pizza is one of my favorite pizzas. They are great.
Yeah.
And their menu, they have so many good things. They're calzones.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Right on. So, yeah.
Paul's happy because that's probably his client.
Yeah.
Paul, are we getting some free food here next week? College Town Pizzeria?
I like the idea. We'll see what we can make happen.
Yeah. They were the first real, you know, you had them and the Blue Marlin with pizza over there and over on the college side, and that was it. And so. Anyway, they're throwing stuff back and forth about pizza and pineapple. Oh my goodness, you're an anti pineapple person. I can already tell.
Are you Paul?
I am.
Yeah,
all
the stuff he gave you. What a suck up! You are a suck up. Bringing in anti pineapple stuff to the general manager, the guy who signs your check. First of all, you're smart. You are very smart.
But I leave off the anchovies and no pineapple.
No effing pineapple?
Really? I like pineapple alone, but not on my pizza.
All right, so you also want to know another good pizza?
Yes.
I'm going to get another plug. Red Fox.
Yeah.
And the reason why I like that pizza, and a lot of people don't like that type of pizza, but it's got the crackle bread.
Yeah.
And I dig it. I dig it a lot. And, man, every time I get a chance to get over there, I order some pizzas.
What's your favorite pizzas? There's so many. Where are your favorite pizza joints?
My favorite pizza joints? Oh, gosh. Giraldo's?
Yep.
I mean,
I've named them, yep.
And Hungry Robot. Oh, Hungry Robot.
Dilly Dilly?
Yeah.
Oh,
so, basically, yeah, the Hungry Robot.
So, you'll put a pickle.
Yeah.
But not pineapple.
Ooh.
So
you go one pea but not the other?
Much more sour.
I like all pizzas from different. It just depends. We just had the Hungry Robot. They had the food truck out at the North Pole Ale House. And that's cool because they come out once a week and they set up and you can get your personalized pizzas out there. And it's pretty cool, you know, because I live out in North Pole, so I don't get in town quite a bit. You know?
I was just going to say, is there any other plug you want to give for Paul while we're here?
Right. Let's go for another list here.
But one of my favorites is Bobby's.
Mm-hmm. Bobby's good. Yeah.
Giraldo's.
Yeah.
Red Fox.
Red Fox.
Yeah. Love College Campus Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have your other ones like the Hungry Robot, East Ramp Pizza.
East Ramp is very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's so many good pizzas.
All right,
but you got a weird one.
So you're on. You're for the pineapple.
Yes.
Okay. So
I'm a DEI guy.
I had to do my homework.
I like diversity, equity, inclusion. Okay. And you don't. Well, you discriminate.
So many of the pro chefs,
mm-hmm.
they say it does not belong on pizza. Even Chef Gordon Ramsay says, heck no to pineapple.
I'll handle this.
Does not
stupid
belong
Brit.
On a pizza.
Stupid Brit.
He said it.
Stupid Brit.
No.
Even Bobby, Chef Bobby Flay, you know him on
yeah,
that
yeah,
show?
Yeah. You know, says, a New York boy, of
goes,
course. Yeah, he's not
going
to
like negative pineapple
yeah.
pizza. Yeah. So,
57%
yeah.
of Americans like pineapple.
Where did you get those?
He didn't bring that in, did
he? Are those massage chairs? There's a pizza. There
no, that was what Melissa discovered on the air here because she's anti-pineapple, too.
Now, look, if you love Caesar salad, you know anchovies.
Exactly.
Caesar salad.
It's a
belongs
salt.
On pizza if you use it discriminately. If you use it like a seasoning to make it just push those flavors a little farther.
And I'll,
but you don't let it overpower.
You know, first of all, let's go back to look at all the stuff you brought him in here. You are such a sucker.
No, I can't believe
you.
I can't handle this. You're just abusing pizza. That's all I can say.
Oh, we got a phone call. We got a phone call.
All right, here we go.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio. Are you for or against pineapple on pizza?
I'm okay with it.
Oh.
Okay with it.
You're okay. It's not your favorite.
No. I'll tell you, my favorite is pizza made by Peace on Earth out in Unalakleet.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay. That's a nice
tell
party.
Us about it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's they make a Greek. They call it a Greek pizza. We've made the 200-mile round trip on snow machine several times to go up and pick them up.
You know, I was asking early on the show, those rural locations, you know, off the road that have pizza, and you just named it. What is it again in Unalakleet? What's the name of the restaurant?
Peace on Earth.
Peace on Earth. And what's your favorite pizza there?
Their Greek pizza.
Which has, you know, a Mediterranean style, probably some olives, some feta.
Yep, it has olives, it's got feta, they put jalapenos on there, I believe, and...
Jalapeno?
Artichokes.
Okay.
Ooh, okay, artichokes.
It seems unusual when you think about it, but it's a very tasty pizza. They're great people.
You know, that's the thing about pizza. You might not agree with all the ingredients, but the people who serve it are the best, you know, and they love, you know, there's no one that doesn't think that they don't make a good pizza. And they all create their own. It's handcrafted. No matter what, it is handcrafted for you.
Yep, that's right.
All right.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. And next time in Unalakleet, I'm going to the Peace on Earth, and I'm having the Greek pizza. Okay?
Sounds good.
You have a great weekend. Bye. Yeah, how about that?
Well, you know, I have to give a plug for me because I make some great pizza as well.
So is there any other national restaurateur, chef, that you want to bring up that I have to cut down? You know, the stupid Brits and New Yorkers.
Hey, Paul handed me that paperwork. I go, print me some facts.
I can't believe that. You're dying in here, and he's got to bring you back up.
Well, no, yeah, I said, hey, go grab that off the printer. I actually printed it. I said, go grab that off the printer, because I was like that.
You're coming in loaded for bear.
Well, it's just like, you know, so I just don't think, you know, pineapple's a fruit. It doesn't belong on pizza, just like I would say any kind of fruit, and you're going to disagree with
how
me
about
on
tomato?
This one. Well, tomato's fine, but I know that's
vegetable.
A fruit.
Yeah, it's a vegetable.
Well, they say it's a fruit, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't put apples on my salad. I don't put oranges on my salad, and I see people do that. I just, it doesn't, for me, it doesn't belong with the
vegetables. You know something about America? You have that right. You have that choice. And we can debate it and laugh. You're wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, and so... I saw Representative Kroenke put out a thing about pineapple on pizza yesterday. So I thought, that would be a really good subject for the air today. It's Friday. You know,
yeah.
I've been gone for a week with the 4th of July, and Wednesday I had Senator Sullivan taped. So I thought, I got to mix it up.
You know what we should do? You know what we should do for your Saturday show? Your
food show?
Fairbanks Foodies?
Yeah.
Is you should have a pizza off here within the station where everybody creates their own. I don't know. I make my own pizza. I'm sure you do.
I love you.
And we make all these pizzas, and then we bring them in, and then we'll judge them.
I love you, Paul. I love you, Paul. He is so good. He is so good.
Yeah.
You know, you are so good. So Fairbanks, what does he do for me? He brings me in Scotch on the Rocks.
A cup of coffee.
He is, he is good.
Right on.
Thank you, Paul.
You're off duty.
A pizza off, eh?
A pizza off. I'm thinking of doing that.
What do you want me to do?
Well, let's put it together, and then we'll have to plan a day where you bring it in on a Wednesday or a Thursday into the office, and we'll get people to sign up. I'll produce a grand prize for the employees, and which point we will have to do a ballot.
Blind tasting.
Blind tasting ballot. You don't know whose pizza. Well, you're going to know. I don't know how you're going to keep it secret, but...
Yeah, but, you have to keep it to about five because you have more than four or five pieces of pizza. Man, you have to have the slices really small.
Well, there you go. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then everybody will be like, oh, what is that pizza? What's that Wally World pizza?
And what we'll do, is we'll take, like 15, 10 places that we all like to do pizza and pull them out of the hat. That way you only have five. Now, these are the five that made the grade just by blind draw out of the hat. That way we're not... Gotcha. Stacking or anything like that.
Okay.
And that's a great idea. That's you've been on the radio before, haven't you?
That's a 30-minute show right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we can describe, who made this pizza. But after we have done the judging already, then we'll reveal
the big reveal.
The results at the end.
The big reveal.
Yeah. There you go. What do you think?
I like how you think. You're the general manager. Tell you when I don't like what you're thinking, but I like this one.
Oh, you like my shirt today. I know that. So.
You, Charlie Sheen, learned from you. The way you the shorts, the shirt.
Right.
The smile.
There you go.
You're a style of your own, Perry Wally. It's a good style.
All right. So what are you doing this weekend? What's going on?
Tonight, I'm going to go to a baseball game.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I am meeting some colleagues, and we're discussing my sheep hunting trip in September, maps and things like that.
Oh, nice.
And getting in shape for that. Then on Tuesday, going back to the Gold Panther game because it's pups out at the Panther Park.
That's right.
And you're going to bring my Dalmatian out there. My buddy's going to bring his whatever that thing is. It's a... small Akita. I don't know. I lost Wasso or something like that.
So, the first 50 through the pups through the door get a goodie bag.
Yeah. Mine doesn't need a free goodie bag. He's got that at the house. And that's what most people don't understand. If you're bringing your dog to that, they already have a big goodie bag at the house.
Right.
And then I'll do about my two or three walks tomorrow, and those are good, getting in shape. I do the downtown walk, a mile and a quarter, the Birch Hill walk, a mile and a half up the mountains there, and then the Creamer's Field walk. Then we get home. My dog goes and sleeps on the couch the rest of the afternoon.
Nice.
And I get stuff done, and hopefully the lawn will be dried so I can mow it.
Well, there you go.
How about you?
I think this is going to be a relaxing weekend. It's going to cool off. 74? But the weather forecast for next weekend, I think, you think about summer in Fairbanks now, and... You sit there because June, late May, right after Memorial Day, you'd get an 80-degree week there. And now it just doesn't happen anymore. In the last couple of years that I can remember, it really doesn't start getting warm now till the 4th of July.
Weather change.
And even in 4th of July back in the days, that used to be 90 degrees.
Where's this?
I think everything has shifted 1 month.
Yeah.
Literally, because it doesn't snow till late October. Maybe 2 months.
It's the angle of the earth.
Exactly.
Fairbanks, with that prophetic statement, angle of the earth, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Women's bladder issues can be so embarrassing and stressful. Many patients have a hard time controlling their bladder and have leakage either because they can't make it to the bathroom on time or simply because they cough, sneeze, or exercise. My name is Dr. Mia Duncan. I am a urologic surgeon with 15 years experience specializing in incontinence as well as women's pelvic and sexual health. I help my patients feel more empowered about their health and their sexuality and live the high quality life they deserve.
Find them at FairbanksUrology.com.
Every piece of land has a story.
Caggiano's right there is on a John Deere Z530M Z-Track mower. They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, well, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story.
With summertime comes those epic family adventures. Last thing you need are car troubles leaving you on the side of the highway, so make sure everything is running smoothly. Just swing your car or truck by Pearson Auto. From your AC to your radiator, to your fluid levels, belts, and battery, crew at Pearson's will make sure your next summer adventure doesn't come with any surprises. Well, almost no surprises. That's Pearson Auto off the Rich Highway and on Airport across from Pikes. Pearson Automotive, your dealership alternative.
Hey Fairbanks, July is Milwaukee Month at Denali Industrial Supply with Milwaukee products on sale all month long. This is the biggest Milwaukee sale of the year, featuring Milwaukee Bear tools, kits, batteries, and more. And mark your calendar for Milwaukee Demo Day on Wednesday, July 12th from 10 to 2 with free lunch served 11 to 1. Milwaukee factory reps will be there to demo the newest tools and answer your questions. Don't miss it. Denali Industrial Supply on Van Horn Road. Look for the big red roof.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 75. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 51. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 68. Overcast skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Perry Wally in the studio here with me. Question.
Sure.
Your favorite pizza place in North Pole?
Ooh. I would say, Hungry Robot on the food truck.
Yeah.
They're there every week.
Yep.
I don't eat anything else.
That's okay.
I mean, if I hit a Pizza Hut, because we don't have a lot out there, but.
Who introduced you to the best illegal, you know, the, what's her name? Outlaw, it's the Mexican.
Oh, you're talking about the hot tamales.
Yeah.
Outlaw tamales. Yeah. You did.
Yeah. And you immediately ordered dozens.
Oh, yeah. It's cool because you go in there on a on a Thursday, I roll in there, and she's got the drive-thru. You order up for the next day or Saturday or whatever it is. She's only open a few days there, and then you just drive up the next morning, and they're ready in a bucket.
That was so much fun that when you were with me on Fairbanks Foodies on that.
I even have a punch card that's almost – I've almost got my
– Your next addiction hit. I wasn't expecting that. You know, it was over Christmas, and her story how – she used to sell them out of her car in Safeway there in North Pole, and she's getting following, and the DEC was chasing her, you know, trying to get her, you know, for selling food illegally. So she finally came clean, came to the white side of the law, opened up a drive-through right there, and it's just been successful.
It's been very successful, and it's very good. I mean, if you haven't tried it out there, it's the little hut there in the parking lot of the Century 21 real estate building in DMV or whatever it's called, so.
And then there's me, you know, the suck up, so I'm having Outlaw Tamales come in over the Christmas
time. You need to get her back on.
Yeah, so I bring you in here. Come on in, General Manager Perry. Let's see, I'm.
And I believe she brought like six different ones.
Yeah.
And I ate one of each.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
I was pretty full that day.
It just hit me. This is so good.
Right on.
That was like my next addiction out
that
there.
That was. I mean, I literally ordered an order the next week.
Yeah. When you and your family have like an hour to go out and dine in North Pole, where do you go?
Well, Pagoda. I mean, yeah.
You go, hold it now. Let's separate this out. You go, Chinese are one of the best steaks you can get.
I don't even eat Chinese food there.
One of the best steaks you can get.
Exactly. The filet there is absolutely,
absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's the only thing I order. I switch over to the ribeye every once in a while.
Yeah.
But the filet, you go with the filet, you get it, you know, I like mine medium, a little rare on the rare, medium rare, but I like it cut. So I don't have to mess with it. It's literally cut for you. It just falls, I mean, it melts in your mouth. I had it last night, actually.
You know, whenever I go out to North Pole, I say to myself, okay, on business, I have to eat at a place out here. And, you know, Fast Eddie's Diner, they're closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So you go out there to lunch, and I sit in the bar at the Pagoda, and I get something, but I always get their hot and sour soup. I love their hot and sour soup.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
And you always get enough to bring home.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, the Hong, if I don't do the steak, and then I usually switch it up to the Hong Kong chicken. Here's another thing. You have probably not tried this at the Pagoda. And I actually had talked, Chris came out, was doing some work last week, and he says, oh, let's go, I'll buy you dinner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he can't eat red meat because of this. He's got some allergic reaction to red meat, so he has to eat.
What? Your engineer?
I know, right?
And the nicest guy in the world who puts up with me? And so can't eat a steak?
So he has to eat chicken. I said, and he says he always orders the same dish out there. I said, you know what you've never tried out here? And it's absolutely epic, is the fried pork chop.
Yep.
And the dragon sauce.
Ooh, I got to try that.
It is amazing. And it comes all cut up. And they deep fry it, and then do the dragon sauce, and it's pork chop. Oh, man, it is so good.
When you were a kid growing up, did you ever go to the Ranch Dinner House?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go out to the Allston.
I've been there.
And they have that steak there. That's a remake of...
And they don't have bad pizza either.
That's right.
Let's go back. Let's lead back to the pizza here.
I go out there, you know, and I see their pasta and their spaghetti and meatballs and their lasagna. And I go, oh, my God. You know, Luna, she's had that place now for about 14, 15 years.
Yeah.
And she's redone it. It looks good. It's clean. Great waitresses. Great service. So you've got some, you know, I really like highlighting the North Pole food and where it's coming and really how it's really beefed up, literally.
All right. So the next time you're in North Pole, we're gonna give kudos to food places in North Pole.
Yeah, go ahead. You live there.
I would drop by. It's the coffee drive, Mokalicious.
Mokalicious?
It's the drive-through hut.
Okay.
And I recommend their burrito.
Oh, really?
Oh, I had it this morning.
The breakfast burrito at Mokalicious, drive-through, coffee hut.
It's insane. It's literally, it's this big.
Mondo. We call that Mondo.
It's a Mondo burrito. As a matter of fact, it falls apart every time because you're trying to eat it, and especially
while you're driving. When I'm driving. You can't text and drive, but you can eat a Mondo burrito and drive.
True story. I pulled off on the Richardson cutoff, and I parked, and I finished the burrito.
Now that's a burrito.
It is. It's huge. As a matter of fact, sometimes I go, I weigh if I'm going to go get one because, I just don't want to deal with the messiness right now. It's so good, but I don't want to deal with it right now. But if you haven't had it, definitely worth trying, and you'll be hooked. They put, what did they put on it? We can get anything on them, but I get the sausage egg with sour cream, salsa. And they do the cheese, what else they put on there? They put a bunch of other stuff. I just say, nope. You know, hash browns, no hash browns. You ruin a burrito that way. No hash browns.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna do a pizza off. We're gonna have five one day, then five the next day.
Yeah,
we're gonna have the top two.
Okay,
bring in their top pizza.
Gotcha.
Blind, you know, and then so we're going to do like two or three of these things. Best pizza in Fairbanks.
All right.
Competition.
There you go. I like it. How much time we have?
A minute.
Cool. I'm going to give a quick plug. Coming up July 29th, it's Guns for Roses, Walk This Way, and it is a tribute show, and these guys are phenomenal.
I love Aerosmith, and I've seen these guys. I've heard these guys. Walk This Way is great.
Yeah.
They do it.
Yeah, they nail it. And I'm just going to give you, so it's at the Tanana Valley State Fair, first Saturday night of the fair, and you can get your tickets at aktickets.com. It's it's an all ages show. We're going to have 21 and up section, under 21. And I've been getting a lot of people saying, "Hey, well, I don't really want to go out there and stand." They have a bleacher section that holds about 1,000 people. Plus, you can stand, and plus, if some of you bring your chair. We're not going to complain.
The cool thing
is you're going to be able to go in and out of the concert venue once you get your wristband, and you'll be able to go get your food from the fair and then bring it back in and go get your cotton candy, bring it back in. And, of course, there'll be beer gardens there as well. July 29th. Get your tickets now.
Fairbanks, I will see you on Monday. Perry, thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you.
And pineapple or not, it's up to you.